This month, Jeremiah's Place is celebrating 3 years of service as Western Pennsylvania's only crisis nursery. Located in the Kingsley Association in Larimer, it provides 24-hour access to care for infants and children who can stay for a few hours or a few days if their parents are unable to provide it themselves. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young spoke with Lisa Perry, executive director of Jeremiah's Place, as part of our series Speaking with Experts in Pittsburgh.
So tell me, what are some of the reasons that a parent or a family would need to use crisis nursery care?
When we first opened, we just knew that we were going to be available to families primarily for domestic violence situations. We have a lot of mothers who are in the midst of having other children, hospitalizations, they're changing their medications and need time to sleep. Respite is a really important component of our needs for families who are looking for care. Sleep is a huge part of it. We have really mothers who are new moms who don't recognize the importance of sleep. We see families who are experiencing homelessness.
How would you gauge the need in the community? What is the demand and is it growing?
Definitely the demand is growing. Every day is different. We can see 3 children on one day, 9 children the next. What we do know is that there are days that we don't have any children, and that's never a good day at Jeremiah's Place, because what we know is that someone hasn't reached out. It doesn't mean that there's not a need that day when we don't have a child in our care. It just means that someone doesn't know that we are there for them.
Do you find that it's hard for some of these parents to ask for help with their child care? And what other changes are you seeing happening in Pittsburgh that you think may be weakening families' support networks that they might have turned to before you?
Well, I think definitely it is sometimes difficult for families to reach out for help. There's nothing worse than feeling as though you can't care for your child. And asking for help is always difficult. We try to provide a judgment-free zone for families, making it extremely easy for parents to pick up the phone and call. But it's really difficult to take that first step. Certainly isolation for families is a huge issue in our community. I grew up in a community in Homewood and in Wilkinsburg at a time where everyone knew my name. I knew everyone on my street. Right. And my parents could turn to them for support. If they needed to run to the grocery store for an emergency, someone would watch me. And that's really difficult these days. So we used to be a neighborhood where in Pittsburgh, families stayed in Pittsburgh. Now people are leaving, going to other cities. There's a little bit of that fragmented community feel now.
In Pittsburgh, there are some established institutions, women's and families' shelters.
Yes.
What gap in care is Jeremiah's Place filling?
So Jeremiah's Place is a crisis nursery. We're different than a regular daycare center. So in the middle of the night, if you have a situation that occurs, and obviously that child care center is not going to be available to you, we actually can stand in the gap. We see families at a really critical point, a moment in their lives that's extremely critical to moving them forward. We're not seeing them at a time where they're just coming in at 8 a.m. to drop a child off just for their regular routine. This is not patty cake, baker's man. This is trauma-informed care that we're doing for children and families.
You are the only resource of your kind in the entire region. Where are people coming from in the region to use this resource?
Amazingly, we have seen families come from as far as 50 different zip codes, as far as Erie.
So what is next for Jeremiah's Place?
Oh, my goodness. That's an exciting question. So much. You know, we have been asked to explore the possibility of expansion into some other areas right here in the city. There's a lot of talk in Pittsburgh and beyond about the opioid situation, the epidemic. And so there's great need for us to consider looking in Westmoreland County and other areas to try to be of service to the communities where that situation is becoming even a greater issue. But certainly because we know one of the biggest barriers to Jeremiah's Place is transportation for many families. We have had families who are catching buses to get to us in the midst of a crisis, being able to offer Jeremiah's Place centers in other areas in the city, we would be able to address that by not having them have to come so far.